right, it's the Chris Fade Show here on Virgin Radio. We're in our downstairs studio right now. And in studio, we've got a few people. We've obviously got Big Rossi. We've got the petrified Pretty Mullick. We're going to find out why she's so petrified shortly.
Yep.
But we've also got the man, Jay the Snake Man, right now. Yeah. All the way from California, America, in the studio.
How's it fun?
How are you, man?
Enjoying Dubai. Having a great time.
You know, when you see someone wearing what you're wearing, the sort of the khaki green, you do get a little worried because you know that we're in, I guess we're going to be examining things, touching things. There's going to be things around us, which is not usually around us every single day. What is your official title? What is it?
I really am a snake person. I breed specialized pythons, all different colors. And so that's how I've gotten my, you could call it fame, my reptile fame, my snake man fame.
How long? what was the first age that you picked up a snake or you're around snakes?
I've actually owned a company called Prehistoric Pets for 32 years.
What are you doing here in the UAE? What brought you to the UAE?
Visiting some friends.
Sure.
And I was, Walter is actually working on a project in Ashman.
Yes.
If I said that correctly.
Ashman, yeah, you got it.
Yeah.
You got it.
And it's might be kind of exciting. Maybe we're going to have a reptile zoo here in Ashman.
That's exactly what Pretty you would love. Your husband's from Ashman, Jeff.
Yeah.
You would love to have a reptile zoo in Ashman, wouldn't you?
Yep. So can I ask you?
Go ahead.
Changing the subject.
A few questions. When did you get into this? Like, how did you fall in love with reptiles?
To be completely honest, I was a very, very poor little kid. Ended up being orphaned at 14, but I went out and I had, all the other kids had bicycles and cool stuff to play with. I had the backyard and I had the ditches in California where all the water runs and there's frogs and lizards, and that's what I did. And eventually start my own business when I was very young and made money, and I had no mom or no dad and nobody to tell me what I couldn't do. So I just went back to what I wished I could do and did it with really rare animals. And now I'm working with giant snakes and, you know, big lizards and, you know.
Have you been bitten by a snake before?
I've been bitten. It'd be a miracle if I could figure out how many times I've been bitten.
Oh, see, like, but this is the information I don't
know. But I almost got killed when I was 22 by a rattlesnake.
How?
It was actually funny enough. You know,
you can't say funny
well, enough funny and a rattlesnake killed.
You would think that getting bit by a rattlesnake would deter me, and that's about the time I started my business.
What happened with the rattlesnake?
It bit me in the foot. I lifted a piece of steel, and it was full of rattlesnakes. And I thought, I don't want to hurt them because I don't want to drop them on the snakes and kill them all.
Oh.
And one of them decided that I'd ruined his afternoon with the girls or something because he just coiled up, and I kept striking at me, and I ended up in the intensive care for 7 days. It was really bad.
The feeling of being bitten by a rattlesnake, can you explain what you actually go through?
Yeah, actually being bitten by that particular type of venom, you know, venomous snake, it feels like your body is in a compressed, and at the same time you're being electrocuted.
And how long did that feeling stay?
That feeling was for probably about 30 hours.
Yeah,
because they gave me anti-venom.
Yep.
Well, after I survived, after they literally put in the paper I was going to probably die, and after they thought I was going to lose my whole leg, which I didn't, they gave me the sheet of paper inside of it. And then it said on there, oh, it takes 22 days. You want to talk about phobias. It takes 22 days to find out. And the way you find out is the symptom is itching. Well, when your leg gets this big and purple, it shrinks back down and your skin's falling off. So all I did is itch for 20 days thinking, oh.
It's gone.
Oh, it was insane.
Well, and here you are.
Here I am. And now, and who would think that somehow that experience could brought me into where I am today? You'd think you'd be the opposite way, right?
And on the show next, we have a rattlesnake here in for you. No, I'm joking. We don't. Just wanted to get her reaction. We do have some reptiles here in the studio. We're going to reveal them next. Pretty, you're going to be all right. Be all right, okay? Just relax. It's Jay the Snake Man.
Give him a
big round of applause here on Virgin Radio. Hold on.